Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It is 17 minutes to 9, and continuing on their theme of last year that everyone belongs in netball, the Melbourne Vixens and Netball Victoria are hosting an inclusion round this weekend, celebrating diversity on the big stage.
And this morning we're joined by Marcus, their diversity and inclusion coordinator, as we find out how netball is doing their bit to become as inclusive as possible by celebrating the whole netball community. Welcome, Marcus.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, the introduction of the netball inclusion round last year enabled clubs like the Melbourne Vixens to really champion the LGBTQ plus communities and put them front and centre. Why in netball is this visibility so important?
Yeah, look, a lot of the work that we do here at Netball Vic is about making netball a safe and inclusive environment. And that's, really something that we try to do quite a bit because, I guess, like you said, visibility is so important. And people can't be what they can't see, and if they don't see that visibility on the, say, on the professional stage or around our local clubs and associations, they don't feel like they would be safe and included. So, I guess that's why it's super important from our point of view.
Now, what does inclusion mean when it comes to this Pride round for Netball Victoria? What does that visibility look like?
Yeah, look, we try to, make as many opportunities for people who do come from diverse backgrounds and diverse identities to feel safe and included. And we've got multiple initiatives that, say, will happen at this inclusion round. And, we try to, invite as many people along and, make it really, really safe and inclusive for them.
So how has inclusion evolved within Netball Victoria since this kind of an inclusion round had its inception last year? Has it changed things within the dynamic of how you do things?
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess off the success of last year's round, we've really had a really big buy-in from a lot of the clubs and associations around Victoria. They've seen that it can be quite easy to make changes in, say, your local club and association to make everyone feel safe and included. So, we've had quite a lot of clubs off the back of last year's round reach out to us and want to do more in the diversity and inclusion space. And that's really promising for us because it means that we're doing the right things and that people want to learn. Obviously, a lot of people don't know where to start when they're looking at making their club inclusive and kind of marketing out to a diverse community. So, we're really proud of the work that we've had to do post last year to really drive that inclusion through netball in Victoria.
And so what does that, like, tangibly look like? Are there, like, gender diverse folk joining teams? What are you doing to, encourage this diversity and inclusion within all these teams?
Yeah, absolutely. There's we've seen an increase in numbers across the board. So I guess what that looks like from us, we work really closely with those clubs and associations to put them through training, and we even link in some of our partners that we work pretty closely with, say at Proud to Play and Pride in Sport, to run really fun and inclusive training sessions for these clubs and associations so they feel confident enough to market themselves out to diverse folk. And we've seen numbers grow across the state, which has been really promising.
Now, this inclusion round, it's a great way to celebrate diversity in netball on a big stage, and you don't get much bigger than John Cain Arena. What does it mean to champion this kind of diversity, intersectionality and inclusion on such a large scale?
Yeah, it really means a lot to us. We take real pride in the fact that we do get to play our matches at John Cain Arena, and we're really lucky that we have got the buy-in from our Melbourne Vixens players. We've gone to them a few months ago and said, hey, we really want to drive this Everyone Belongs theme in our inclusion round again this year, and we had 100% buy-in from all of those players. So the fact that we, I guess, have the support from our playing group, that they understand the significance of what we're trying to achieve here, and that, yeah, really, really benefits the whole netball community in Victoria, because they can see it at the top, and that flows really well all the way down.
Now, besides the game itself of netball on the weekend, what else can we expect from this Pride Round?
Good question. We've got quite a packed schedule for the day. So we've got a citizenship ceremony happening. So we've got about 60 conferees who will become Australian citizens at a Melbourne Vixens game, which we think is really, really special. We've been doing that for the last 4 or 5 years now. And it's, a lot of the staff here say it's the best event apart from going to a Melbourne Vixens game that we are a part of. So, that's really exciting. We've got our gold medal winning All Ability State team from last year, who will play a match on the court before the game, which is really exciting for them. We've got groups like Special Olympics, the Queer Sport Alliance, and the Victorian Men's and Mixed Netball Association coming and running activations on the concourse. We've got our sensory room and sign language interpreter who will be there on the day. We've got so much happening on the day that we're really proud of I guess, highlighting all the work that we do here at Netball Victoria. And, I'm really proud of the diversity and inclusion space kind of buying into this round.
Yeah, it really speaks to it. It's more than just putting up a flag and creating a space for everyone to be able to come is so important. The Melbourne Vixens Inclusion Round takes place this Sunday, and you can find out more and grab tickets at melbournevixens.com.au.
Thanks for joining us this morning on Joy Breakfast, Marcus.
Thank you so much for having me. Cheers.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.